John's making all this cash. I got to get him to take take me out to coffee sometime soon. How are you, John?
I would be happy to take you out for coffee, but you know, having all those offices has its hazards too. I'm into Livonia for a dinner tonight, and then driving to Grand Rapids tonight in the snowstorm to be there for a 7:30 breakfast in Grand Rapids. It's a long day.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you and get your take on the upcoming primary. Tuesday's a big day here in the state of Michigan. Many have said that it would be stunning for Mitt Romney to lose the state. He's pumped a lot more money and resources in the last week or so after a few weeks ago being down in the polls. What's your take and what do you predict?
You know, I don't think it would be stunning. I think it would definitely hurt. I mean, a win is better than a loss. Romney certainly has had a good organization in Michigan, and he's worked the area, the state, very hard. I'm pleased to see Michigan is so relevant in this debate and this primary campaign. But, you know, it's a long campaign. There are a lot of states to go. And as we've seen kind of the lead change time and again, almost weekly, it seems there would still be time to recover, although a win in Michigan certainly would help with the momentum.
Yeah, but John, you know, folks are going to say, well, John worked, he's a Republican guy and he worked with Engler, and he's going to say that. But I've heard other Democrats, especially Mark Rebner, for one, saying it would be a stunning blow to defeat Romney on his home turf.
Well, of course, because Democrats have to stir the pot. They're not the ones voting for our nominee. They're on the other side, and it's their job to try to knock down our nominee as much as possible. So, you know, I take what they say with a grain of salt. The Republican Party is certainly not monolithic. As you can see, the lead has changed numerous times, and people have moved back and forth in terms of who they support based on kind of the latest information and what they get to know about folks. But, you know, I think it's spirited. I think people are getting to know the candidates, and it's still a long slugfest before this is over.
Can anybody else win besides Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum?
You know, in politics, you never say never. I guess, you know, Newt could have some sort of resurgence. I don't know where it would come from or how it would be done, but I don't think you can ever count him out until he's officially out. But no, I really think this is between Romney and Santorum, and I really think that Romney has the longevity to make it into and through Super Tuesday. And then some of the other states after that. And I think now there's a lot of stuff on Santorum coming out. I thought Romney had some very key lines in the debate last night, which you'll probably see made into some ads. Those were kind of key words, key phrases that I think were tested out to see how they worked. And I think they worked pretty well. And I think that dynamic will lead to some changes in the coming weeks.
What do you think about the race on the Republican side for United States Senate? Pete Hoekstra has taken off the gloves, if you will, and put on the brass knuckles. A lot of folks thought that the ads he was running were a little bit too negative and somewhat racist. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, the first ad, when people first saw it, a lot of them didn't think anything of it. And then, you know, people started talking, well, you know, that does have kind of a racial tinge to it, and then people would start to see it. His second ad, I think, made the same point in terms of debt and out-of-control spending and China basically owning us. It was done in a much better, much more effective way. But again, it was addressed at Debbie Stabenow and not any of his opponents. He is so far in the lead in terms of the Republican primary. I don't see any way he loses that, and it's off to November, and I, you know, one of the factors that'll play heavily in the U.S. Senate race is how strong and how well Obama runs in Michigan. If he runs well, then you've got to give the advantage to Stabenow, but you never count Pete out. He's an unbelievably hard worker. He's a good guy, and he's going to run a great campaign.
All right, John, before I let you go, casino gambling in Lansing, as this story unfolds, what do you think, and do you think Lansing has a chance to get casino gambling?
I think there's a chance. I think it's a long process. I think that the development team even knows that. They were prepared going in for probably years of litigation, which inevitably will be coming. Anybody who, you know, there's a lot of lawyers in this town, so there's a lot of work to be had. But I think in the end, I don't know. I haven't seen the legal argument to know how legitimate it is. I trust them when they tell me they've got this loophole in the compact, but I think there's a distinct possibility, but I think it'll be at least 5 or 6 years off.
John Truscott is with Truscott Rossman. John, thanks so much, and drive safely tonight.
My pleasure, Tony. Thank you.